Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ron, let's go out to the Nemecolon fan hotline. It's time for the final Derek Shelton show of the year. Pirates manager is indeed on the fan hotline, presented by Nemecolon around every corner. Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. Shelty, how are you today?
What's going on, guys? How are you today?
We're doing well. We're doing well. This will be our last meeting until April, assuming we do this again. And I have a question off the top here on Luis Ortiz, who was doing great. We've talked about it before. I didn't see any quotes since the game the other night, which one thing to have a rough start. This seemed like it was disturbing. Like something was wrong. Is he injured?
No, he's not injured. He's fine. The other night he had trouble losing it, or he had trouble with his arm slot. He was losing his arm slot, and it was getting down in a position which was causing his command to have some issues, which we saw. But he's definitely healthy. It's one of those things that I understand. It's frustrating for him that he had such a good year. But this is a thing that we talked about yesterday of, when you lose your arm slot in a double-A game or triple-A game, you could get by. When you lose it in a major league game, especially against a really good team, you will see, walks pile up and guys not swinging, and something that he's going to be able to realize from and kind of grow from. But, yeah, he's definitely healthy.
Shelty, the record is what it is, and I know well enough not to get too excited about September baseball, but I have to assume you feel pretty good about the way your team is getting to the finish line.
Very encouraged by how we're getting to the finish line, and a couple of reasons. I think we're still continuing to play hard, and our effort has been good. And, I think overall September has been very encouraging with some of the things we've seen out of some of our young players, and it really makes you look forward to next year with some of the growth these guys have made.
Kevin Newman, a guy you'd like to bring back. He had a great play. Was it last night? Now I can't remember. But he seems like a good, solid player to have around who kind of came back this year with the bat and has a real nice glove.
Yeah, he made a great play last night in the game, and I appreciate you saying that. And that goes to effort. I mean, diving play with a good flip to Rudy that helped get us out of an inning. And, I would like to see Kevin back with our club next year. And I think the things that you highlighted there, Stark, are important. He's a really reliable defender, can play both places in the middle. I think previously he's played in other spots too, and he could do that. And he had a better year with the bat this year. He came back, rebounded nicely. And is, continued to grow as an offensive player. And I think, like we've talked about, going into next spring training, we're going to need the best 13 guys. And, Kevin kind of fits that bill.
A couple Yankee questions for you, Shelty. I know this is every manager's, not nightmare, but a tough call. Severino pitching 7 innings, almost perfect. I think he walked 1, faced 21 guys. Aaron Boone took him out. I guess he's coming off an arm injury, and he got the playoffs ahead. That's a tough call for a manager, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't envy the place that Boone was at yesterday. Well, you do envy the fact you get 7 no-hit. 7 no-hit usually means 7 shutouts, so you're in a pretty good spot. But, I think in the long run with where Severino's been this year and coming off the injury, it's hard not to make sure that guy's healthy going into the playoffs. Pitching that well, and I realize that you know, I think from what I saw last night, he was at 74 through 7, so he's not going to finish it with where he's at anyway. So challenging, but, you know, overall you got to trust the manager that knows his personnel.
The other situation involves your old team, the Twins. They have a guy who has a hamstring injury, yet is leading for the batting title by a few points over Aaron Judge, who's trying for a triple crown. And I guess the kid said, I want to play. And your old friend Rocco saying, you know what, if he's not healthy, he's not healthy. That's another situation for a manager, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a definite dilemma. And, you know, I know from being around Louis Arraez, he wants to play every day, regardless of how he feels. The one thing that I think the Twins have had more injured days of anybody in baseball this year. And if this injury is keeping Louis out, then it's got to be to the point where it's fairly significant. And my guess would be, and I have not talked to Rocco about this, but my guess would be, you know, they're probably concerned about some long-term, you know, that he hurts it worse and then he misses time going into the offseason for his offseason training program. But knowing Louis Arraez, it does not surprise me that he wants to play.
Aside from that, a hypothetical question, because I hear you on Arraez. What if you had a guy who had a batting title sewn up? The batting title was sewn up and he just wanted to sit the last game. Would you defend that or would you prefer that he played?
Well, are we talking the game has no consequence of the season, right?
No, only consequence to the batting title, yep.
No. So is the question, like, if he goes 0 for 5, he loses the batting title?
Could, yeah. Like, Ron brought up the great Ted Williams example. What was that, Ron?
I mean, it was hitting.
When he went 4 for 6 in the doubleheader.
Hitting 400 going into a doubleheader, and he says, damn, I want to play, and he went 4 for 6.
Yeah, that story. My hope would be our guys would want to play. I would want to play a guy because I think it – you know, if you're fighting for something like that, it's a full 162, man. And I think you go head-to-head with it and go that way.
Ron?
All right. The playoffs start next week. Who do you like? Who do you like coming out of the National League? You've seen everybody. Who do you like?
Oof, that's tough. I'm gonna be hard-pressed to say that Atlanta, the way they're playing right now, is going to be hard. I don't know where they're at health-wise with their pitchers. You know, but I'm watching a little bit of that series this weekend against the Mets, man. Number one, they're really good. And number two, that atmosphere is pretty electric right now. And they're extremely athletic. So, you know, when you have that kind of athleticism, you can create runs in a bunch of different ways. So I guess if I was going to have to go right now, I would probably go Atlanta.
You know, it's fascinating, Shelty, that, I mean, these teams, the Dodgers, look how many games they've won this year. And I look at the Mets, and I think if you're starting off with DeGrom and Scherzer, you're in a pretty good spot, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you got two number ones right there. I know, you know, DeGrom's health has been in question a little bit as of late, so I don't know where that's at. Their starting pitching is really good. You know, Bassett's pitched well, Carrasco's pitched well also. For them this year, they're going to be, you know, especially in a three-game, if they get in a three-game series situation, they're going to be extremely tough, man. The National League is loaded this year.
How about the American League? Who do you like coming out of there?
I don't know. I mean, I personally don't have a clear favorite there. You know, I have not seen Houston enough. I mean, they have, what, 102 wins to know – you know, where they're at. But, I mean, you get Verlander in a short season. I mean, this guy seems to be ageless. He's 40 years old, and he's got, what, a 1.8 ERA, which is amazing. But I don't have a good enough feel in the American League. Just don't watch it as much as – or pay attention to it as much as I do the National League. I mean, who do you guys like there?
Hard to go against the Yankees,
yes.
But Astros for me too are just dynamic.
I'll be rooting for the Guardians, as will Ron, because he's buddies with Francona,
yeah,
right?
I've known Terry Francona for 45 years, and how about the job he did with that team this year?
Unbelievable. I mean, you know, this guy's got to go down as one of the best managers in the history. I think he's a Hall of Famer. That's my personal opinion. I am, you know, biased because, like you said, I have not known Tito as long as you. Their pitching coach is one of my closest friends, Carl Willis. You know, worked with him in Cleveland, but they've done an unbelievable job there. And I think, you know, hats goes off to Tito, and they're an easy team to root for, you know, just because of, for me, because of those two guys.
Shelty, it's been very enjoyable, just like last year. And hopefully you and I and Ron and Folsey will reunite next April.
I can't wait. You guys have a great offseason.
Are you going to have a goodbye with Folsey here? I know you two bonded late in the year.
Yeah, we did. I haven't met Folsey yet. So, I mean, it, you know, it started with Horace. Now we're at Folsey. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Folsey needs to make sure he's out there opening day, right? So I can get a handshake.
Yeah, I mean, if Folsey has a kid, then Horace will have a grand Folsey, or he'll be a grand Folsey, right? This is getting very exciting here, Shelty, as we move on.
It's very confusing for me, if that's true.
Thanks again for everything.
Yeah, look, stay well. We'll talk soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
That's the Derek Shelton Show for another year. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. Time right now is 11:52. Time to call Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. And you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Mike Tomlin up next. Will he say right off the top who his quarterback's going to be? We all think it's going to be Kenny Pickett. But there's a little bit of suspense. And plus, I want to hear everything that the coach has to say. That's next on Cook & Joe. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. For a great deal in a new or pre-owned vehicle and great service, you'll find it at Sun Chevy. Cloudy, little bit of sun today, and a high of 65.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.